Good morning, everyone. Happy race day here at Sonoma Raceway. I am excited to introduce our first guest up for our press conference schedule today. Beside me right here, we have Ken Clapp, the CEO of West Coast Stock Car and Motorsports Hall of Fame, as well as the West Coast Stock Car Hall of Fame 2026 inductees announcement that he will be bringing to us today.
Thank you. I've been instructed to sit down by this beautiful young lady. Thank you all for being here. Purpose of today's brief press conference is to announce the 2026 inductees into the West Coast Stock Car Motorsports Hall of Fame. I'm going to one by one go through the list. My associate and on our board of directors, David Vodden, if you can ask any questions of both of us, we'll be happy to answer them. Let me start off by saying any member of the working media is a guest at our induction dinner, which will be Thursday night, October 1st, at the Gaughan family's South Point Resort Casino in Las Vegas. And that will kick off the NASCAR weekend. Next night we'll be at the Bull Ring with the NASCAR ARCA West Series, and of course O'Reilly on Saturday and Cup on Sunday. We've been in existence 25 years, for those that are not familiar with us, and I proudly boast that we have now reached $1.5 million in sharing with those less fortunate, in other words, charitable giving, and supportive events as well. This year, we had a tie for fifth place, and rather than break the tie, we went ahead and inducted a total of seven rather than five in the current era inductees, of the current era inductees. The list includes, as we go forward, and I want to say a couple of words about this, Kyle Busch. Kyle had enough votes before we lost him to have made it this year anyway, but after he passed, we still had about half of our voters hadn't voted yet, and every single person voted for Kyle. The most votes a person has ever received with our Hall of Fame. Also going in this year, and as most of you know, we're somewhat diversified, Ron Capps, John Force, as a unit, Casey, and Roger Mears, and then let's get to the tie. The tie consisted of Ernie Cope, former West Coast star driver, and now part owner of the Hayek Cup team. In addition, longtime sprint car driver and stock cars on occasion, Brad Knopfinger. And third, and not last by any means, former West Coast champion, NASCAR Winston West Series, Sean Woodside. So there are your seven inductees for 2026. Our heritage category this year will include Chris Evans, who has played a big role in keeping the track, Portland International Raceway, alive over the years. He also has 14 cars in his garage of Trans Am nature. Dave Fuge, the late Jim McKillian, Long Beach Grand Prix. Inducting him will be another inductee and longtime and founder of the Long Beach Grand Prix, Chris Pook. In addition, the Philpott family from Tracy, California. Combined family wins over the years exceeds 250 over a period of almost 70 years. Next, the Stockman family, and Danny Stockman will be receiving. And I don't know how many of you are aware, but going back right after World War II, The Stockman family were well engaged and successful in Southern California, especially in midget racing. Midgets were a really hot item, as you know, after the war. Pioneer Legendary era, Clint Bronner, Jimmy Bryan, Al Dean, Dean Van Lines, Northern California sprint car driver Bill DeChamps, Jim Dunn of NHRA legend, Vic Edelbrock Sr., Joe and Walt James brothers, the Morales brothers, Ed Pink, and certainly last but not least, or certainly anyway, of great fame and way before most of our time, 1946 Indianapolis 500 winner George Robson and his brother Hal Robson. So that will be our total induction class for this year. We have news releases here that Owen Kearns has prepared. Dave will share with you and hand out. If you have any questions, please fire away at me. Reed?
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire Service. Was it a three-way tie for fifth? And why did you choose to include all rather than break the tie?
Yes, it was a three-way tie. Quite frankly, the board of directors, executive committee, felt like all three were so qualified. And rather than break a tie, we've done this before, several times, in fact. We went ahead and inducted all of them. If it had gone to a four-way tie, we would have broken it. But we were comfortable with seven. Any further questions?
Ken, I have a question for you.
You bet.
You have such a passion for this sport and your history and everything you've done. What was the leading reason for you to make sure that West Coast Racing was represented in all the work that you do?
Fair question. Great question. 25 years ago, we had a press conference. We had a picnic at Irwindale Speedway on the 4th of July weekend. And it was for old-timers. And I ran into guys that I hadn't seen in, good Lord, 30, 40 years. This is my 75th year in racing. I know I look young, but I'm almost 90. So it's, no, I don't look young. Anyway, I got this wild idea, and I went to a fellow that had put this picnic together, lunch. And I said, you have the makings here of a Hall of Fame. Well, how would I do that? I said, well, if you're interested and want to carry through, myself and a couple other gentlemen will help you and get you going. So that's what we did. He phased out of the picture in just a very short time, and we reorganized and came back couple of years later, and the year we came back, we had people from 28 states at our dinner, which was at Irwindale Speedway. But it's grown and grown and grown, and we became 501c3, and we're very philanthropic. And that's one of the reasons that we've been successful. You know, in the beginning, nobody knew who we were. We've now grown to the most, I would say, desired to be a part of Hall of Fame in Western America in motorsports. But that's why we wanted to recognize those that have risen a bit above and beyond the norm. Drivers, mechanics, car owners, promoters, officials, media, on and on. And that brings up something that I wanted to bring it up. We have a Philanthropy of the Year award that's sponsored by Carlos Vieira, who's the leader of a family empire called the A.V. Thomas Corporation. They're the largest yam and sweet potato processors and boxers in this part of the world. And Carlos, a few years ago, wanted to develop a Philanthropist of the Year award. This year, posthumously, we're going to recognize the Biffle family. And I'm just very, I'm glad we can do this. I talked to Greg's brother in Charlotte the other day, and the family's very appreciative. They plan to attend. And I just wanted to bring that to your attention because to me it's very important. Greg Biffle was not only a friend from the time he was a teenager up in Vancouver, Washington, but he was a big contributor to this sport. The reason for the Philanthropist of the Year award is the flights he made into the Carolina Mountains during the mudslides with recovery, food, whatever it took, with his helicopter. I don't know how many total runs he made. I know it was a bunch, but anyway, that's all I have. I'm open to any further questions, and if you have no questions, I wish you a wonderful cup race today and all involved, and David Vodden will hand out the Owen Kearns prepared news release. Thank you.